45 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday, June 18th. Beautiful day at the base of the Bighorn Mountains, James Timberlake.
Indeed.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Going to be lovely weather here. 83 today.
83 degrees.
83 today.
Is it going to rain?
No. 93 tomorrow.
93. What in the Lord?
88 on Friday and 85 on Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
I can get down with that.
We can live with that forecast. A lot going on this weekend.
93 is a lot. I'll never, you know.
You don't like those warm temperatures, do you?
See,
I don't mind them. I like them.
More power to you, then.
Embrace it. Right?
I guess. It's easy to say, though.
It doesn't last very long.
Well, yeah, right. Wait, once we get into July and August, it's every day. What are we talking
about
here?
Every day. Date book. 1873, Susan B. Anthony, she was fined $100. That's a lot of money in 1873 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. Wow. Good for you, Susan. 1920.
Well, I don't know if she would agree with that at that point.
Maybe not. 1928, she might say, you know, it was worth it. 1928, aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly in an aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean. She was a passenger.
Hmm.
With William Stutz was the pilot and Lou Gordon the mechanic.
There we go.
Well, I wanted to give them a little love. They never get any love. Amelia gets all the love. But yeah, a couple big days there for some influential women.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It is Cheesemaker's Day. Oh, man.
It's your day there, Bob.
My day.
The cheese man himself.
I know. We got cheese sticks. In the refrigerator.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know they're in there.
I know. And they have, they're like fortune cheese sticks.
I don't even know. What does that
mean? Like a fortune cookie?
Oh, okay.
You know, it's got a little saying on the end of the package.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, thanks, Jill, for supplying the cheese sticks.
Yeah.
That might be an ongoing thing, just FYI.
Really?
I don't know. I'm throwing that out there. So
I mean, yeah. You're the boss. They're boss.
I won't make her bring him, but I'm wanted to thank her for bringing cheese sticks.
We'll just
need
to get a supplier.
It's a great little afternoon snack. Hey, let's go fishing day today.
Sure. I mean, that's your alley too.
Right. Clean your aquarium day. I don't have to do that. You might.
My mother will have to, yes.
Don't you have aquarium central in your house?
Central is maybe too strong a word. Maybe it sound okay. Like it's the Denver aquarium.
It's not like it's a you charge admission for people to come in, right?
It's not that extreme.
Okay.
I think we got two aquariums.
All right. That's pretty impressive. Nice.
It's more than I want to deal with, I'll be honest with you.
All right. Sushi day. Hey, speaking of aquariums, sushi day.
Yeah.
You like sushi?
Nope.
Which I know you do not
know the answer to that.
You know, I'm not either.
Yeah, hey,
I like seafood. I'm big into sushi.
You fry it and you call it popcorn shrimp, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'll have.
All right. You know, Friday is first day of summer. You were talking about the weather. 8:42 p.m. Friday night
is when we tick over to summer.
Yeah, we tip to summer, and the days. Lighting starts going down just a little bit every day. I know. It's always the bummer of summer.
It's weird.
It is weird.
It feels way earlier than it should.
The first day of summer?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
We're in June.
I know. But
feels like it should be in August. But it depends on, the light starts going down.
Good way to bring in summer at 88 degrees.
Yeah,
huh?
True.
Hey, check this out. Brad Pitt said he would have to set some conditions, but he would do another movie with Tom Cruise if you're wanting to do that.
Another movie with Tom Cruise?
Well, they did a 1994 Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I didn't either.
Have Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise been in the same movie, I would have said, I don't think so.
We had a weird vampire renaissance in the mid-90s. Blade came out. Interview with the Vampire came out. There was a time there.
He just said that he is not going to be participating in the airborne stunts that Cruise is known for.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had that, yeah. He did do, I know, I think, well, I'm not going to say with 100% confidence, but they did the, they're doing the F1 movie that's coming out, Brad Pitt is, and I think he did a decent amount of the driving.
Oh.
In that movie, because they used real F1 cars.
Right.
And everything like that. And I believe he did a decent amount of the actual driving in that movie, so which is pretty dangerous.
All right. A large crab species known for its climbing ability.
Oh, the coconut crab.
Has been observed in the Pacific Northwest, raising questions among residents and experts after photos and videos of the animal surfaced online. The crab, a coconut crab.
The coconut crab.
You know this.
Oh, yeah. All yeah, right. The coconut crab. You'll see that thing in your nightmares, but
and it climbs walls.
Literally no harm to humans.
Right. They're capable of like a pinch.
Yeah.
If they bite you.
But they won't. They're never trying to hurt human beings.
But these things get like,
they're huge though.
These things get like 3 feet.
They're massive. And I mean, I think it also kind of feeds into like the common human fear of spiders because they do kind of look like spiders.
Right, exactly. So you have 3 foot long crabs.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them, and they're climbing over a wall.
Yeah.
That's like movie stuff.
And they're knocking down coconuts out of trees. And you're like, you know, this is maybe not it for me. This is, I don't want to be here. But, you know, they're crabs. They're not going after humans. They're just getting the crab, or they're getting the coconut stuff.
The worst they can do is pinch you.
Yeah. Which that's probably will hurt, too. And 3 feet, you should see they got huge pincers.
Jeez.
So.
I know. But, all right.
Can you imagine the first person that saw this?
No.
Saw the coconut crab?
Yeah, I'd be like, no.
We're not coming
here. Not going near that place. Yeah. No thanks. 3 foot crab, whole bunch of them scurrying up the wall at the same time. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Hey, police were called to a busy shopping center, Kissimmee, Florida, on a report of a guy walking slowly, pointing the rifle at trees and other objects.
He's looking for the coconut crab.
Officers tried over and again to put his rifle down. Then he kind of pointed his weapon at him. So they said, come on, dude, you got to put this down. And he didn't, and then they shot him. He didn't kill him, but they just, you know, injured him.
Mm-hmm.
The 20-year-old was hit. Officers, they disarmed him, rendered first aid, got him off to the hospital. He was carrying a Daisy Christmas Wish Red Ryder BB gun. Dude.
Man.
Was it worth it?
And for
officer,
I mean,
tells you to put it down, you put it down.
To be
right?
fair, it is Florida, and we get a new insane story about somebody doing something crazy in Florida every day.
You want to hear something insane? Check this out. Paraglider testing new gear, nightmare scenario. He was yanked up to an elevation of 27,800 feet.
Whoa.
A freak weather event known. Now, all you paragliders and hang gliders out there are going to know it when I say this, and you're probably telling me already what it is. It's a cloud suck.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an event called a cloud suck. So you're cruising along, and then this thing goes, and it could propel you to like 30,000 feet in seconds.
Yeah, that's...
This guy survived. He was at a temperature that dropped to 30 plus below zero. He blacked out briefly, he thought. He said his face and hands and everything just went numb. He plans to take a break, he said, from paragliding for now. But this is,
yeah,
I guess,
that's a good call, I think.
I guess this is a common occurrence, and you get yanked into the stratosphere. Now you're talking space, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
I don't know.
The clouds suck.
I don't think I ever want to go paragliding.
How powerful is that? Man, a friend of mine sent me some video up in Shepherd, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They just got pelted. 8+ inches of hail.
Wow.
I know.
Of hail?
Of hail.
That's not fun.
He had a hailstone in his hand. It was the size of a softball.
Wow, so he dodged it a little bit there.
I'm like,
When was this? Dude, was this yesterday? No, or 2 days ago?
This is a few days back. I'm like, dude, you want to be stepping outside? He goes, yeah, no, anything's outside isn't surviving that.
No.
Okay. Are you afraid of snakes?
Yeah. Okay. I don't love them. I'll be honest with you.
A new study found boys are more afraid of snakes.
Really?
Than girls.
Okay.
While girls are more afraid of thunderstorms.
I used to be very afraid of thunderstorms. That used to be a big fear of
mine. Well, growing up where you grew up.
Yeah.
You know, they were, I mean, I've been in those Florida thunderstorms before, and those aren't just a regular thunderstorm.
Not only that, you jump from Florida, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to get some relief. I'm going to go visit my dad in Oklahoma. And, you know, doesn't get much relief there, because then you get into the middle of tornado season, and then you just get these crazy thunderstorms.
Okay, James. I want you to do this. It'll require you to get away from the microphone for a second. I want you to stand up.
Okay.
Okay. Close your eyes and lift 1 foot off the ground. And when you do that, count how long before you can stand on one leg without falling.
You gonna
do that?
I think I can.
Can you do that?
I'm going to.
All right. I can't see him. He's in another room. So, James, you stand up.
All right. I'm doing it right now.
All right, close your eyes and count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 seconds.
All right. Okay, here's the deal, folks. You stand, one leg, close your eyes, and count. If you are between the ages of 20 and 30, which you are,
yes.
Your brain, okay, is functioning well if you can do it for 28 seconds.
Oh, no.
Okay?
I can probably do it longer.
Your brain is functioning well if you're between the ages of 20 and 30, if you can stand on one leg, close your eyes, 28 seconds. Now, if you're a 31 to 40-year-old and you stand and you can close your eyes and stand,
mm-hmm,
for 23 seconds, your brain is functioning well. If you are between the ages of 41 and 60, 15 seconds is good for people ages 41 to 60.
I almost
made 15.
I can do mine longer.
It was difficult.
You know, I'm thinking about the time here. You know, nobody wants to hear me count for 40 seconds.
But it proved a point. So,
it does, yeah.
Okay, so if you're between 20 and 30, you got to do it 28 seconds. That means your brain's functioning well. If you're between the ages of 31 and 40, you got to do it for 23 seconds. And if you're between 41 and 60, 15 seconds.
It's a good way to test your balance.
Well, and you can improve your balance, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is something I need to work on.
I mean, it's pretty easy. Just stand on one leg.
That's one thing I want to work on. You know, you and I have been on the health kick for quite a while.
Yeah. I learned my balance was a little bit where it was not great when I was playing hockey this year. I was like, wow,
see? Yeah,
I need to work on this. And also there's the little muscles like around your ankle that nobody works because, you know, you're standing on 2 feet.
Okay. All right. There you go. So, 28 seconds between the ages of 20 and 30, 23 seconds if you're 31 to 40, and 15 seconds for people ages 41 to 60. Do it. See where you are. Huh?
Let's give it a test.
Give it a test. See how your brain is functioning.
There's probably better ways to see how your brain is functioning, but that's one way.
That's one way. We have Fox News on the way next. And coming up, James Timberlake Swap Shop. Get going on some fun stuff. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.
Try that, you dance. Oh, you move. Yeah. Like the rain.